The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
With Mother's Day approaching, for some who've recently had perhaps their first baby, it could be their first year to celebrate. But what happens when you haven't quite bonded with your baby? Dr. Claire Crowe is with me, member of the Psychological Society of Ireland. Claire, you're very welcome
to the
programme. The expectation is that you have your baby, the emotional soundtrack plays, the lighting is perfect, you stare into each other's eyes, and that's it. The bonding happens, but that often isn't the reality. Isn't that true?
No. Yeah, absolutely. We think we have this idea that bonding is this lightning bolt and suddenly I'm in love with this baby in front of me. But that's not true. Bonding happens after successive moments of connection over time. So it doesn't happen on day one. It happens continuously at a staged, gradual process. And when we think about the interruption to bonding, when trauma happens, sometimes we protect ourselves. And that's a psychological defence to prepare ourselves for what's happening.
And let's be fair. I mean, giving birth is traumatic, right?
Yeah.
So, and you're looking at this little human who you have responsibility for looking after.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is just such an overwhelming moment to be expected then to have this really strong bond. It's a lot, but it's very Hollywood.
It's very Hollywood and it's very untrue. And I think for listeners out there, it's so important to know that if I'm not feeling it right now, it can grow. So sometimes we think it will grow. So we think I need to feel it to do it. But actually, we start with caring. We start with the normative parts of parenting. And that's when the feelings follow. So if you're out there thinking, gosh, I'm looking at my baby, but I don't feel this kind of love, this Hollywood moment, don't be scared, because that is the normal piece. Mm-hmm. Hollywood is selling us a myth. So, and we can build up those gorgeous connections over time. I can think of one mom I worked with recently, and she had twins, twin little girls, and the first little girl died on day one. Now, she was told by the medical team, these babies are unlikely to make it. They've come so early. And what we found in the team is then the mom wouldn't come into the neonatal unit. So she had this other little girl who actually, against all odds, was doing so well. But this mom was traumatised. And what happened is she was going to the graveside of the baby that had died. And then we brought, so this was a really extreme. The team were wondering, gosh, has she rejected this baby? What's happening for this mom? The team were really worried because they wanted this mom and baby to have that connection. But we got the mom in and we started with the smallest moment, Claire, literally getting her to put her hand inside the incubator so the baby could wrap her hand around her mom's finger. And then we built these tiny little moments of connection over time. And this mom, who was not feeling it, did not feel like she loved this baby, was terrified of this baby. Because, of course, psychologically, she was protecting herself. She thought this baby would die too.
That's what I was just going to ask you, what was going on there.
Yeah.
So because she had this awful experience with the other baby, she was just trying to insulate herself against the possibility of that happening again.
And that was her mind protecting her. This was a mother who really wanted to be a mother and had a gorgeous maternal instinct, but actually her mind was saying this is too dangerous. And that's what happens with trauma. Trauma will always do something to protect you, even though that may not work in the long term. So it wasn't, they needed an intervention, but the intervention was as small and as staged as the whole team working with this mom to gradually build up connection. And by the time this mom was discharged with the baby, I remember the team coming and saying, God, will we put up the banners and the cards? Because we usually do a big celebration when our babies are finally going home. And they were worried though, because this mom would have gone home to a twin buggy. You know, things were all changing for this mom. But I just said, look, we'll bring it back to the mom. And the mom was like, this is this little girl's day. We are so excited to go home. I love her so much. And her sister will always be with us. And I always think of that case, because when moms say to me, I can't attach to my baby, I always remember this baby, this was such an extreme circumstance. This mom didn't see her baby for months. The team were really worried that this baby had lost the opportunity. But there's no such thing. Babies are wired for connection. So it starts when you're ready, if that makes sense. So day one might be the first day of birth, or it may come much later. There is always hope and there is always time to build that attachment with your baby.
Well, that's very comforting for people who don't experience straight
away. Absolutely.
Do you get worried when people, because people are expected by society to have this bond, and sometimes people will act as though they have the bond, but you can probably see that it's not there.
Yeah.
Does that concern you?
Yeah, it does. And I think, you know, we don't talk enough about how normal it is to not feel bonded with your baby. I often see this with second-time parents. So when you think of attachment with your first baby, you know, you have your phone out and you're checking, oh, my baby's the size of a melon today and there's or an apple today and it's so gorgeous. And you're building up these moments of connection, this space in your mindset for this first baby that's coming. But when it's your number two, you are, or your successive babies, you're busy. So you generally don't know what fruit your baby is based on your gestation. And when the baby arrives, you're also thinking, gosh, have grandparents got number one or the neighbours? Do you have the collecting from crash? You're distracted. Mm-hmm. You're busy. So your attachment is very much with your first baby, but you need time to build your attachment with your second baby. So parents will often say to me, gosh, I feel different. I feel different with this baby. It's not the same. But actually what they've forgotten is they were building attachment over time with their first baby pre-birth. But with their second baby, the attachment is often happening from the start of when they arrive in the world.
And that's okay too,
and
is that what you're saying?
That's okay. And that's absolutely perfect.
Because
for that
you're totally preoccupied. Do I have enough nappies in for number one, if that's the stage that you're at? You just do not have the time to do all of the things that you described. But you're saying, do not worry about this.
Do not worry. And the most normal things in the world that you think of doing with your baby are the ways to build attachment. So if you're at home and you're looking kind of through your baby and you're not really sure I'm feeling this, the things that I would say, start with those small things. So for example, start with skin to skin care. We have a mom in the moment who has her baby kind of just almost cupped inside her bra. And it's so gorgeous because you can see it on the heart monitors. We can see it in there that your baby is soothing. So, I mean, we have a scientific explanation, but at home with your baby, just that skin to skin, your baby on your chest, that will start the oxytocin for you and your baby. Another thing can be gorgeous, again, a simple thing, is to sing to your baby. We have a dad, he's from a different culture, but he's really rhythmic, and he records himself in a Tony box and sends in the Tonys then, because the baby's in neonates and the parents live way down the country and they can't be here all the time. But it's so gorgeous because the baby can hear her dad's singing voice. And babies, again, your baby at home, your voice is their favourite voice in the world. It doesn't matter how badly you sing. They love the sound of your voice, and they will turn, orientate and emotionally regulate with your voice. So if you can sing to your baby.
It's never too late is what you're saying.
It's never too late. Absolutely never. Babies are wired for connection. When they come into the world, whenever you are ready to engage with them, they are ready. That's how they're evolutionally programmed. That's how they're safe.
That's a lot of hope. Thank you so much, Claire, for coming in.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.